Thank you. The call is now being recorded.
Great. Gisela, you want to start introduce the call and get us started?
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's PPSC call on Wednesday, the 14th of July. We have Jeff Newman, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Tony Harris, Tim Ruiz, J. Scott Evans. From staff, we have Marika Konings, myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we've got apologies from Alan Greenberg. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. This is, as was said, a meeting of the Policy Process Steering Committee on July 14th. What we have now posted, this is Jeff Newman. I'm the chair of this little group. So what we have posted now on Adobe, for those of you that are on there, are a list of the current members. And it seems like we have the IPC rep, which is J. Scott Evans, on the call. We have the ISP rep, Tony Harris, who's on the call but on mute for the moment. We have the Registry Stakeholder Group rep, which is myself. The Registrar Stakeholder Group, which is Tim Ruiz. And although not on the chart, we also have the ALAC representative, or at least the alternate representative. We have Cheryl Langdon Orr. Who's also on. So it seems like we're missing the BC rep and the non-commercial stakeholder rep, and there is a non-com nominating committee appointee that's on as well. That's on the that's on the steering committee, and Chuck Gomes or Stefan Van Gelder are the GNSO Council and Vice Chair that are able to attend these meetings. So with that said, I think we do have enough people to get this meeting started. We are fortunate enough to have on this call not only the IPC rep, but he was also the chair of the working group work team as well. So any questions, we certainly can turn over to J. Scott if we have any. So what I wanted to do on this call was to just do a recap of what we discussed as our approach in Brussels, for those of you that were there, and then just kind of do a deep dive into the working group guidelines and kind of the approach of how we're going to do that, and then go through a timeline of when we think we can meet or how often we need to meet and when we think we can get this done. Now, if you remember, our role essentially is, as we discussed in Brussels, is to oversee the two work teams, the policy development process work team and the working group work team. The charter, which is for the PPSC, is found on the wiki, basically says that we're responsible for reviewing and recommending processes used within the GNSL for developing policy and recommending any changes. And so our working method was that we were to create these two work teams, which we've done, and then we would be responsible for combining the results into one proposal that goes to the council. In Brussels, one of the first things we talked about was the reality of the situation, which was that the working group work team was able to complete its work in a much faster time frame than the policy development process work team, and that those recommendations of the working group work team were separable from those in the policy process, although there may be a couple recommendations that interrelate to each other. We decided in Brussels that once the work of the working group work team is done and we are satisfied with that work, that we could indeed forward that work separately to the council as opposed to doing what it says here in the charter as doing one report with both sets of recommendations. So that was the first thing we discussed in Brussels. And then essentially what we want to do with this steering committee as opposed to the work of the working group work team, similar to what was done with the OSC and overseeing the work of its five or so work teams, it's not really our job to go over each and every recommendation and do the work all over again. I think the working group work team did an excellent job in the work that they did. They took comments. After their initial report, they came out with their final report. It's really our job to make sure, number one, that the working group work team took into consideration all the comments that they considered and make sure that we're satisfied that they addressed all of those comments. And number two is to identify any areas in the working group work team report which we may feel are that we may feel need more information or were not adequately addressed, whether or not there are comments on them. And if we do find there are areas that we do not believe were adequately addressed, again, it's what we talked about before creating the work teams, was that we would send those questions back to the work team itself rather than doing the work ourselves. Right? Our task is more from a management and coordination as opposed to doing the actual policy development itself. So that's what we talked about in Brussels. Are there any questions on that as far as, you know, kind of the methodology and the approach that we talked about?
Jeff, this is Tim. Just about the Adobe Connect link, when I click on it from the email, it comes up and says working group model, working team call. This meeting has not yet started.
That's what I've got, too.
Yeah, that's what happened to me originally. You'll need to send the new link that Gisela sent to me via Skype. Well, she sent it to me via Skype, but that's exactly what happened to me.
I'll send a new link through the mailing list, so it'll come through shortly, so everyone should have it.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. All right, so I'll give a minute for people to join. What we have now displaying is really just the same thing that's on the Wiki web, the Wiki site right now. It's, again, just kind of the charter of the PPSC. So hopefully we'll resolve that in a minute or so. Is there any other questions on the approach that we'd like to take? I know, and unfortunately, Mike is not here, but during the Brussels meeting, I had a feeling that Mike Rodebach disagreed with the approach, but I want to make sure that everyone else is in line with the fact that we really don't want to, A, replicate the work of the working group work team, and B, to the extent that there are outstanding questions, that it's the intention to forward those or revert those back to the working group work team as opposed to doing the work ourselves. Does anyone disagree with that approach, or... Okay, hearing no disagreement, I think that is the approach that, and seeing agreement from at least Cheryl, thank you for indicating that on the Adobe.
It clearly has biases, Jeff, of course, coming from one of the work teams, but but I don't think Alan would disagree.
and actually, this is a question maybe I'll just throw out to Jay Scott. Jay, do you want, you know, Steve Metallic is listed as the alternate member. Are you comfortable being both the working group work chair and serving as the IPC rep on the PPSC when discussing these items, or would you rather invite Steve for future meetings just in case?
No, I served as a neutral chair. So, I mean, I think Cheryl will say I basically just made sure the trains arrived on time. It was the
absolutely
members that did all the work. I just coordinated everything, so I am not emotionally tied to this in any way.
Okay, that's fine. And just just make sure if you're making a comment, make sure that we understand whether that's in your role as the chair answering a question or whether you're going to make a comment in your role as the IPC rep.
Okay.
Because they may diverge at some point. They may not, but they may. For example, I don't know if this happened, but I could foresee if the IPC had submitted a comment that maybe the working group work team did not fully address. I could see that maybe your comment as an IPC rep may be, look, we don't think this is adequately addressed. So I can definitely see something like that happening. So as long as we understand, I think we're fine. I see that Tim and Tony have now joined the Adobe room, so I think we have everybody on that needs to be on.
I'm not there yet, but y'all go ahead. She just came through. I should be there in a minute.
Okay, good. Okay, so with that said, let me first start out with the general question. I'm hoping everybody by now, other than Cheryl and Jay Scott, who I know have read this, I'm hoping by now that the others have had a chance to read this and have some at least general impressions. I do have a couple comments that were submitted to me from the registries on some issues that they either through lateness of time or for whatever reason may not have been addressed by the working group work team. So I could certainly throw those out. But what I wanted to do is, before we kind of do a deep dive into some of the comments that were received, any of us questions? I don't
did you say Tim? Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I just wanted to. I was just going to add that the registrar constituent or stakeholder group. I don't have any comments from that. I do have. You know, there's a few things I noticed when I went through it, and I don't know if. Are you suggesting we try to throw those out to the list?
What I wanted to do is start today with kind of a general brainstorming. So if you have those issues, to kind of bring them up now. We can document them. We don't have to solve them or even, we don't have to solve them now, but just get the issues out in the open if we could do that. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Are you starting the queue on that now, or?
Sure. I mean, if you're ready to talk about some things, that would be great. If not, I can jump to my the issues I got from the registries, but I'd rather start with you first if you have them on the.
Okay. I don't have anything prepared to shoot right out right now, but I can just talk about it. I think the work done here was great. It's an amazing amount of work that these guys did, and very well done, too. The only question that I have, or just in some specific areas where I think it is too general, I know the purpose of this was that it wasn't going to be just GNSO working group guidelines, that they might be used elsewhere as well, and I can understand that, but I think there's a few areas where it's too general that I'm concerned won't be specific enough for GNSO use within a working group developing policy. And one of those is in regards to the development of consensus or the determining of consensus. And I can get more into it later when we have more time to discuss it, but I think that there needs to be, at least my opinion, a little bit more meat for the chairs or tools or direction for the chairs to help them determine consensus. And then and a little bit more substance in that the chair would put together in any follow-up report to help the council be able to see that they're, what that determination of consensus was based on, so that there isn't questions raised at council level about whether there was really consensus or not, or blah blah blah, and no way for them to go back and kind of determine that for themselves to some extent without having to dig way back into archives, et cetera, to try to determine that. So some of the things I'd be looking at would be better documentation of who the working group members were, how they participated, and what their opinion or view of the various recommendations were, so that those things were actually documented The other area that I am concerned about, just after having been participating in several different working groups like this now, that's kind of been on this sort of paradigm that we've been trying to move to, and that's the being careful about not allowing these working groups to get gamed. And I don't know exactly what the answer completely is, but I can see a situation where, it would be very easy for several so-called identities to participate in these working groups that, no one would be able to verify right now beyond an email address. I'm not sure that's the best way to continue, and that some thought should maybe be given to how we actually verify who's participating in these working groups beyond just, an email address and some statement that we have to rely on, that maybe some due diligence of a specific nature might need to be done in order to be sure that we know who's participating and that we're not, someone isn't creating multiple identities or something of that nature. So those are a couple of thoughts that I had, at least initially, about some of the things in the report that I think could be expanded on.
Okay, so let me just make sure if I could just do a recap of what I got from you. One is you think the report needs a little bit more meat or as to how the chairs go about in determining the level of consensus or whatever level it attributed to different recommendations, right? So that's in section I gotta make this bigger here on my screen here. Someone has it on the tip of their tongue here. What section is it that they talk about?
I'm trying to find it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Probably either in 2 or 3, if I can't.
I think it's section 3.6, standard methodology for making decisions.
3.6.
Yep, okay. And then what you also wanted as part of that was, so that's one, is just a little bit more meat and guidance for chairs on how to determine the appropriate level. The second one was a little bit more substance in the report that's actually delivered to the council to help the council understand how the chair or provide documentation on how the chair determined these levels so that the council wouldn't have to go back into its full archives to try to figure out after the fact how that happened. And then the third is what we can do to ensure working groups or people participating in working groups that whole process isn't gamed in the context of verifying contacts and how do you verify due diligence on to know who's participating in the groups.
Right.
So in the case you said about creating multiple identities, what I've noticed has happened is that also on certain working groups that people will hire other people, and in the case in one case they'll hire an attorney. The attorney in their statement of interest will basically not disclosed to their client is as kind of a, this is attorney-client privilege, and you get the sneaking suspicion that, that both attorney and client are on the group. So, Jay, Scott.
And can I raise one other thing that I just about forgot about? And I'm not sure it's, I guess I need to give more thought. Maybe the group can give their opinion, too, about it. But one of the things that I've noticed happened in some of the working groups, and I'm not sure I just want to make sure there's adequate protection from that or whether that should be a part of this report or not. And that's that it seems like we spend, months on a working group. It gets close to conclusion, and for the most part it looks like there's some consensus around certain recommendations or conclusions that are going to be going into a report, and then certain members who haven't been participating for weeks, if not months, or maybe they were on the first couple calls, and then you didn't hear anything from them until the very end, and then bang, they jump in, or maybe it's a new member that jumps in, and all of a sudden, all these issues they want to reopen and rehash, and it sometimes is taking weeks and months more for these working groups to get through that, in order to get back to where they were before this member or new member jumped in and kind of stirred everything up. So, you know, while I think we need to be careful to make sure we give adequate opportunity for everyone to voice their views and make sure that you know, their stakeholder groups' concerns are being addressed, et cetera. On the other hand, you know, at some point, things need to be considered closed. And I don't know how we get there, but I know that's just something I've seen happen in a number of work groups and something we might want to give some thought to. I don't know what the answer is completely, but I think something we ought to think about.
Well, as a chair, a couple of things. One, with regards to the last concern raised by Tim, that is addressed in here. It talks about the ability to reopen issues, and it says that that shouldn't be done unless there's new information that's been provided. So, I mean, we have tried to address that. We also have addressed it by putting in some ways for you to, as a working group team member, to appeal to the chair and or the liaison with regards to persons that are coming up and becoming problematic because they keep trying to pull that kind of stuff. So we tried to address, I mean, there are some, you may not feel like it's adequate or robust enough, but those issues were highlighted and discussed, and we tried to deal with them.
So, do you recall seeing those? Or
It's in 3.3. I guess I'm just and that's fine. I'll look at that again, and I guess I was at the time feeling like maybe it didn't. It could maybe go a little farther, but maybe not. I don't know. So let me look at that again. It's 3.3.
The ability to contact these people and tell them to, I mean, we've done some methodologies in here, but there was a lot of belief, Cheryl can address this, I'm not wrong, that being too draconian would give the chair power to discourage dissident voices. And that's not what's intended. It's intended to give the chair tools and methodologies to prevent abuses in the process. And so that's the delicate balance that we were trying to meet. Cheryl, if you disagree, please speak up. But I believe that's where it came from.
Jay's got Cheryl here. If I may, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Thank you. Tim, As a team member here, not as Alan's alternate, we indeed went into extraordinary details and over many, many, can I say it again, many meetings on, in fact, just about every one of the points you raised. We as a work team went through all sorts of permutations and possibilities, and the balance that Jay Scott is referring to is what is reflected in this document, empowering and indeed mandating methods where the concerns that some impropriety or some hijacking or gaming is going on is in the document very much because of the fears and people's experiences in other work groups in the past, and not wanting to have that old baggage dragged into this new era. In terms of the due diligence, though, also, I'll toss back to Jay Scott again for this, but that was another matter that that we went through in agonising detail, and in fact ended up being quite satisfied that with mechanisms in play for disputes or concerns to be dealt with, and in fact with the degree of due diligence that's actually done by staff, and with the necessity of having not only your statements put in and published, but an ongoing commitment to continuous disclosure, so one could call out and question someone to say, you know, we think or I think the status on your statement is perhaps missing something or has something changed, as mechanisms to deal with it. If you send these points back to the work team, I'm fairly confident that where more robustness is desired, certainly in outlining the specifics as to how the chair needs to report back to the GNSO, and in some ways some assistance for how they clearly establish and indeed report levels of consensus, will be able to be done, because we have got alternates that we and done promptly. We have got alternates and more details that we work through in our first exercises.
Yeah, and Tim, that the area that I think handles the abusive player is 3.5. I believe somewhere there is also a discussion, and I can't point to, but there's also a discussion about reopening issues at some point.
Yes, there is.
Mm. Yeah, in 3.3.
Okay. And 3.5 is where the chair has the power to take on somebody who's coming in at the last minute, who's being disruptive. So I would just ask you to look at both of those sections in tandem. With regards to the due diligence, I'm not so sure this is the right document for that, because all this document tells the working group chair is you make sure that the secretariat has done
verification.
If the verification you're wanting is something beyond what they're currently doing, then that's a best practice or a direction that staff needs to come up with for how the secretariat's going to verify. And I don't think that that's the working group, you know, chair's position to do. All they do is say that the secretariat has verified in accordance with ICANN practices, well, whatever those are. So if there's a problem in the fact that we feel like the verification or due diligence on behalf of verifying working group members is inadequate, I think that's something that needs to be put into sort of a, and I think this came up during our call, maybe a best practices manual or a operations manual for the secretariat.
Yes, that definitely did.
Different than this document.
But if you know of an error, then it comes back into the raise it as a dispute, call it out, and it has to be dealt with pile.
So that's why it's not drilled down in that excruciating detail here. Also, one more thing. With regards to the disclosures of interest and statements of interest, again, you realize we have only supplanted into this document those requirements that have been developed by
the other work team.
Other work team.
Yep.
Right. That's the one in the OSC work team.
That's right. So
yep.
If there are concerns with regards to those, you need to go back to those working groups, because they're developing. All we're doing is plopping it in here.
Yep.
As a former.
But strengthening those other matters, because we'd gone through them, I might dare say, ad nauseum, we would have materials to work with, I think, Jay Scott. I'm fairly confident that the work team could react.
I agree. I just was, my point was just to sort of,
what we did and what we didn't do, yeah.
Yeah, Tim, no, from my understanding of where there was a huge concern by a particular person in the group of over-empowering a chair for the concern that it could become abusive. That's my.
Clearly, that wasn't me.
Right.
But I just let you know that there was a. That's the reason it's not so very direct and strong, it's more fluid.
But the homework's done, and I know the question, if it was bounced back to us, it would not be difficult to react to.
Okay. Tim, do you have any thoughts on that as far as, so what it sounds like I'm hearing are that the first two issues that you brought up with respect to the determination of consensus or whatever level that is that the chair has done with respect to determining, you know, putting a little bit more meat on how a chair goes to determine those levels, and a little bit more substance in the report to help the council understand how to, you know, basically to document it. That sounds like something that the working group work team could certainly provide more information. It sounds like with the other two issues about the gaming and the abusive member or ensuring issues aren't reopened, it sounds like at least J. Scott and Cheryl believe the working group addressed. So with those last few, if you wanted to just, you know, go back, read those sections again, and let us know if you are comfortable with that. If you're not, then, you know, let's talk about that at that point in time to make sure that you're comfortable.
That sounds good.
Okay.
And thank you, Scott, and Cheryl, for your explanations. That was helpful.
Yeah, and if you'll notice in the Marika, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the version you see up here, and I believe it's on the Tweaky as well, if you will use that when you go through that, I think it addresses where we did or didn't do something that a comment was made about.
Right, right.
So if you want to look at that when you are reading through so you can see if we've received the comment and we addressed or changed or didn't change something, so it'll just more robustly inform your understanding.
The green bits are literally direct feedback from our going over every comment received and the outcomes of why we did or did not respond specifically to each and every one of the comments received.
Which, by the way, I think is... Well, you guys dealt with this as a model for others, by the way. I think you did a great job.
Well, you have to thank our staff liaison, who is very good at her job.
Marika's worth her weight in gold. We need to clone her.
Thank you for that.
But that's because she made sure that we as transparent, open as possible, as did all the team members, but Marika carried the heavy oar on that. So.
Yes.
I'm just saying this will inform so you can say, well, I noticed that they did this, but I still think more, that kind of stuff.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Scott.
No problem.
Okay. So the comments I got from the registry team. Oh, Marika, you have a comment?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just a suggestion, because maybe it might be a similar way of working. If there are certain areas that the PPSC would like to hand back to the working group work team, we might do in a similar way where, you know, the individual or the group as a whole writes in that specific section what they see lacking or what issues they would like to the work team to consider, so that can be handed back in relation to the relevant section, so that then the working group work team can look at it and then again comment on why they did or didn't make any changes in relation to the comments raised by the PPSC. So the group might consider using a similar kind of model going forward.
Okay, I think that's a good suggestion. So the two comments I got from the registry, from a couple of the registries on this report, one relates to something that I believe, let's see, in this version, I think it might be in the red line, it might be page 20, but I can't verify that. It's a line that starts with, why can't I scroll? I'm having a tough time scrolling down on this thing. Let me just see. It's the same page, 20.
Well, the 20 of the version I'm looking at is
all
only
comment
and stuff. It's not well. There's one bullet point of text that begins.
Oh yeah, there is. Yeah.
Okay, it's actually on I downloaded a copy, but I'm not sure it's the same one that's on the
section number, because we can find.
Yeah, it's section 2.2 under, I think it's where it says chair.
All right.
It was close to 20.
2.2 on the version that's on the up on the Adobe, that's page 18 is where 2.2 began.
Yep.
Okay. So let me make sure that language is actually still there.
And it's probably page 19. It might be where you're referring to then, Jeff.
There's
a bullet dot chair. The purpose of a chair is.
Yeah. So okay. So here's the comment that I got from one of the registries. It said that the sentence that is the chair should underscore the importance of achieving representational balance on any subteams that are formed. This is a comment. It says, there are times when a subgroup may be formed to develop a draft comment for full group review and editing. In cases like this, it is more effective to have just two or three people do this, but obviously such a small group would not be representationally balanced. Certainly, a subgroup should be open to whoever wants to join it, but it usually works just fine if every interest group is not represented, because the goal is simply to create a draft for further discussion by the wider group. Might the following wording work instead? The chair should make it clear that participation on subteams is important to all, and he/she should encourage representational balance if that is possible and effective. However, it should be understood that there will not always be volunteers from every interest group, and that it is often acceptable to have a small subteam that is not totally representational perform an initial role that will later be reviewed by the broader representationally balanced group.
By as neutral chair that has to, I don't have a problem, but that seems like it's more a footnote rather than to be in the main text. So after formed, you would put a footnote and then put that language in.
Okay. I'm just reading through the comments I got. So.
I think it's valuable direction, but I think it gets very, very wordy. And we might also be able to consider, or the working group, we might suggest to them, Jeff, if it does drop in as a footnote, a precatory phrase, while not always possible or most effective, comma, the chair should underscore the blah, 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 footnote. So that, you know, so you might want to go back and see with your folks if something like that might work.
Yeah, I think it would. I think the point is, rather than the whole rewording, I think the point was just that it's not always possible to have a representation balance, and it may not be effective.
Okay.
Jeff, if I may?
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff. Cheryl here for the record. There also is the difference between this being designed as processes for a fully blown work group and a work team or sub-team of a work group, or something that is specific for purpose. For example, if it was a scoping exercise, then the purpose of that work group would be specified in its charter, and the desire, balance, or particular individual representation that is needed would be established in that charter as well. So that then also links back into this underscoring of balance, because we also discussed there would be times when there would be necessity for particular talent or individual views to be brought in to meet a particular need for a work group, where, for example, particular security issues were involved or whatever, that there could be, you know, mandated requirements for some representation as well as a desire for balance. But that, we just thought, would come in more in the chartering and purpose of whatever the group or team is meant to do. So I think the two things link together, and if we can make that clearer by the use of a footnote, it certainly would be helpful.
Okay, I think that, yeah, and what I'll do too is I'll forward these comments in an email to the UPSC just so that we have it.
But we can loop that back. I'm comfortable that we could certainly address that issue.
And then the other comment is, these are really minor. As Tim said, the report was really well done and I think addresses all the comments. I think the other point is on the liaison role in 6.1.4. So let me turn to that. I have it right here. What page is that on in this version up here?
4.
6.1.4.
Okay.
Oops. It's page 40.
I went too far.
It's 43.
It's in the 40s.
Yeah.
43.
Other important roles.
Yep. So in the liaison, so it actually may be on the next page. Hold on. Sorry. Where's liaison?
Right under 6.1.4, there's a bullet that says charting organization liaison.
There it is. Okay. I think in the added sentence that says that they're encouraged to remain neutral, I think what the comment is that it should be similar to the chair, that they should be able to state their opinion as long as they indicate it's their opinion and not in their role as liaison. In other words, you should prevent them from advocating a position of the group that he or she represents, so long as it's made clear that they're doing that separate from their liaison role. Now, what do we say with respect to the do we say that for chair? Do we say that the chair can express their own opinion as long as they make it clear it's not their position as the chair?
I don't think we were being that generous to the empowered chair.
You can't
have power and opinion.
Well, you can have the opinion, you can't tell anyone about it.
Oh, that's right. You have to find another way to get it to the table, not out of your own mouth.
This is Marika. The bit about the chair is actually in the page before that section on page, I think, 42, where it talks about the chair is expected to assume a neutral role. That section talks about where he can state an opinion but needs to make clear that it's his personal opinion and not a ruling of the chair.
That's good. Yeah, so I think...
We could replicate that into the liaison section.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm going to forward those comments to the group. Like I said, they're really relatively minor, so overall it was really well done. So I'll forward those to the group. Keeping it open-ended at this point, are there any other issues that... Let me ask Cheryl.
Here's my suggestion. My suggestion is that, Jeff, you hold on to your comment. Have Tim prepare his comments and send them to you. You then add in your comment. Then send that entire thing to the group with a request for them to review and to add any additional comments. Then we could come back at our next call, hopefully, and then put together a list of comments that would be then sent back to the working group for consideration. Does that sound... That way we don't get a bunch of piecemeal, it's consolidated.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense to me.
I just think that, that way we could just, everybody is, one or two sheet page they look at rather than trying to do it piecemeal.
Okay, and I think obviously we need to send that out to the people who aren't on the call to ask for their comments as well.
Absolutely.
That that would be the most efficient way to do it. It would give Alan opportunity because whilst I'm happy to represent him, I don't have insight into his parsing and analysis of all the words. And he would have parsed and analysed them. So that would be very useful if the rest of the work team, work group could have that opportunity to add their comments.
Okay, and the other thing I would like each member of the work team to consider as well is to go through this version that's got the comments embedded to make sure that each member of this team, of this committee, is satisfied that the comments that were received during the public comment period were adequately addressed. Not necessarily that they came out in the way that the individual steering committee member may have wanted it to come out, but that they were addressed by the work team and to make sure that it was addressed, that it wasn't dismissed, or that the work team just dropped the ball. And so, again, so what I want to do is, and not tie up too much time because I think we can kind of get close to the end of this call a little bit early, is to talk about a timeline, when we can meet again, and then when we realistically think we can get something to the work team, because it sounds like we're going to submit a couple things to the work team, and then maybe from Jay Scott, kind of an indication as to how long he thinks the work team would take if these issues were the only ones that were raised, for the work team to kind of have a meeting or two to get that done, and then how long we would need afterwards to hopefully get this done and up to the council, when we could expect to do that. So my guess is if we proceed on the path that we're going, not anticipating any huge other issues in the next few weeks, is to hopefully get something to the work team today, by no later than mid-August, and I know it's a terrible time period, but does it sound like we can do something like that by mid-August to get it to the work team a month from now?
I see no reason why we can't if we have participation. I mean, it seems to me that, your last request is going to have to go back to the constituency, have them review this version that we're looking at and make sure that those that submitted comments feel like that they were addressed, that we can then come back to you with that answer. But that'll
right.
take a week or so, or a week or two, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we have that, and during the same time we have the consolidated list put together and circulated to the wider group, if we do another call of this group in 2 weeks, then hopefully we could finalize at the end of that call or shortly thereafter what goes to the group, back to the work team, the working group. But I would say, realistically, I wouldn't expect the work group to be able to have any meetings until September. I could circulate all the materials to them in preparation for a September call.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what that list has, I think we could probably do it in maybe 2 calls.
Even if they were 2-hour calls, Jay Scott, I'd be confident that that timeline is achievable.
Usually a 90-minute call is about all we can do without killing each other, but I think...
you keep us in line.
I think we can do it. The thing you all need to know is we do have one individual that doesn't or hasn't been able to, due to scheduling conflicts, been able to attend calls but does review things and reply online.
Yeah.
We need to give her some additional...
That week. Yeah.
Once we have a call, she has to sort of process it online. But
and then comes back to us at the next call.
Right. And so I would think that by end of September, we could have something to come back to the PPSC.
So with the goal of hopefully getting it to the council at some point in October.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just writing this down.
Marika, what do you think, based on your experience?
I think that sounds reasonable. It all, of course, depends on how many comments will come back to the work team. But as it looks now, they're limited, and it seems that, you know, from the feedback that you and Cheryl have provided, there are issues that, you know, the group will be able to work with. So hopefully there will be not too much back and forth, because, of course, there might be a scenario as well where the work team comes back with answers that the PPAC might not find satisfactory or wants to discuss further, where certain things might need to go back and forth again. Another question, of course, the PPAC would need to address is whether they want to have another public comment period at the end of their process before handing it to the council, to see, you know, whether there are any further comments on the things that have been changed and whether any further changes need to be made before it's moved up to the council. That's another question the PPAC would need to address, I guess.
Just writing that down. Yeah, I think it's hard to answer that question, but I think we'll know it when we see it, I hope. You know, if really the PPSC is just, the working group work team are just addressing questions that were already received in comments, I'm not sure. But, well, we can't predict that in advance. So why don't we, you know, just to recap, the next 2 weeks set out to gather the issues together into one list that Marika will help put together. So I'll send my issues to Marika, and Tim will send his issues, and everyone else will be encouraged to send it to Marika. I'd like to see the list of issues, so if anyone wants to copy me, that'd be great, but otherwise I'll just get it from Marika, that's fine. That we should then probably have a call maybe the first week of August, if that works for people.
This is Marika. I'm probably not going to be around then, but I'm sure probably Liz will be able to cover, hopefully.
You Europeans, man, you take lots of time off.
Oh, you say?
But hang on. When they're working, my heavens, if Marika's the example, boy, do they work.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see if we could. Yes, Liz. How long are you out for, Marika?
I'm just going the first 2 weeks of August.
Okay.
Actually, I am back in the second week. So if there would be a call in the second week, I think I'm back from my trip, so I should be able to cover that.
All right. So why don't we? I'd rather have you on the call since you're putting together the list. Why don't we then, what days are you back then?
If we could shoot maybe for the same time, same day, it would be then the 11th of August at this time of day, if that works for everyone.
Fine with me, I think. Let me check. Yeah.
That works for me.
Okay, so why don't we schedule that for the 11th of August, absent hearing anyone with huge problems. Then the goal would be to, at that meeting, to finalize that list of issues, make sure that list of issues is final, with the goal of empowering J. Scott to send things out to the working group, work team, you know, at some point the last week of August, so that he could then call a meeting or two meetings in the month of September, so that hopefully it'll come back to us within in about a month or so in October.
Jay Scott, just in September, and remembering the makeup of the Your Work team, remember IGF is on. You'll probably blow the middle of September away totally. Preparatory for the IGF and then the IGF running 14 to 17.
Well, it really depends on how big our list is. So
I'm just saying. We just need to be aware when we're doing the two calls.
And then, hopefully to get it in October, and we'll take it from there. Does that sound doable by everyone?
Jeff, this is Marika. Just a question. Will you send out a note to the list asking or giving people a deadline by when they need to submit their comments or issues, or would you like me to put to get a little note from this meeting and put it in there?
Why don't we so you're going to send a note on the next meeting being the 11th of August?
What I can do as well is put a little, what we discussed, a little timeline that we went over now, especially for those that weren't on the call.
Yeah, why don't you do that? You can send it out, and what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to call Mike, and I'm going to call Gabriel, or at least drop him a note, just making sure that the non-commercials and the business constituency are aware of the timeline and to make sure that they get their issues in. I'm assuming Tony's still on mute and is perfectly happy with all of this.
Tony is actually disconnected according to Meeting View.
Then he's really happy with all of it. Okay. I'll also follow up with Tony as well. Does anybody else have any comments or questions? Well, great. I appreciate everyone coming out, and thank you very much. We'll talk to you in mid-August, but please send any comments that you have.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome. Have one of those beers for me, would you?